insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we are with you with another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of chapter Ankabut. Dear brothers and sisters, we have reached the 40th verse of Surah Ankabut.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
So each we seized for his sin, and among them were those upon whom we sent a storm of stones, and among them were those who were seized by the blast from the sky, and among them were those whom we caused the earth to swallow, and among them were those whom we drowned. And Allah would not have wronged them, but it was they who were wronging themselves.
So, as you listen to the verse, in this holy verse, the Almighty Allah starts saying, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. So each of them we seized in punishment for his sin. So as you were with us in the previous episodes, and in the 39th verse specifically, we discussed the ending state of وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ. That's what the verse said. The ending of Qarun, Pharaoh, and Haman was that the Almighty Allah destroyed them all. So this verse continues, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. And each of them we seized in punishment for his sin. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. And one of them, against some, we sent a violent tornado. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ. Some were caught by a mighty blast. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And some, we caused the earth to swallow up. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And some we drowned. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. It was not Allah to do injustice to them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. That's the point. They were doing injustice unto themselves. So, the point is, we must not become proud when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us respite, since the end of sin is retribution, and it is easy for Allah to punish us with kinds of punishment. Because the previous verse said, وَمَا كَانُوا صَابِقِينَ. They could not overreach us. They could not escape from the grips of the Almighty Allah. So in this verse, He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. Indeed, since there were mentioned four groups in the previous two verses whose punishments were not mentioned there, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, Qarun, Pharaoh, and Haman, in this verse, their chastisement are stated sequentially. So it says, and of them, against some we sent a violent tornado. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. The Quranic word hasib means a violent wind bringing with it a shower of stones. That's the meaning of it. So Hasban means some pebbles in Arabic. But the objective of meaning, the objective of actually mentioning this group is the people of Ad. That according to different chapters of the Quran, like Dhariyat, like other chapters like Qamar, a violent or harsh wind came over them for 7 nights and 8 days, and it ruined their houses and threw their corpse here and there like the leaves of the trees in fall. So that's the ending of only one group. What will happen to the next? So anyway, after this verse mentioned the ending of the people of Ad, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا, we move on to the next group. The verse continues saying, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةً, and some were caught up by a mighty blast. We have said that the heavenly blast is the result of thunderbolts, which are usually accompanied with earthquake at the center of its occurrence. And this was the chastisement which came down upon the people of Thamud. Yes, the people of Thamud and other people like people of Thamud. That's their ending. And this was the punishment with the Qarun. What was it? وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَصَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. This is the third chastisement. We caused the earth to swallow up him, actually. To swallow up Qarun is his punishment. That was his punishment. The rich, proud, arrogant Qarun from the children of Israel. Finally, Allah drowns some others. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And some of them we drowned. We know that this meaning is pointing to Pharaoh, Haman, and their followers, which has been mentioned in different chapters of the Quran, and that's how we know it actually. However, keeping this statement in mind, the above four chastisements are sequentially for the four evil groups whose deviation and sins were mentioned in the previous verses. But for an emphasis upon this fact, that they got the result of their own deeds and actually reaped the product of the seeds of which they themselves had scattered, the end of the verse with actually explicit attention says, وَلَكِنْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. Don't you think that Allah does injustice to them? وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. They unto their own selves were doing injustice. So the punishments in this world and the next world are some reactions. These punishments in the next world are the embodiments of man's deeds. And actually, that's how the Almighty Allah mentions it. So the belief of the followers of the school of fatalism, who also exist among some Muslims, is made futile by this strong logic of the Quran. Why? Because this verse clearly strengthens the principle of freedom of will in mankind and makes this fact fully clear that making decision everywhere and for everything belongs to man himself alone and no one else. And Allah has created him free and Allah has wanted him to be free, actually. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We took great help from the enlightening commentary Into the Light of the Holy Quran, available in the website al-islam.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.